我们前半个钟头我们先对第五届孝敬父母做一个解释，那后半个钟头我们要分组。
For the first half hour, we will discuss about the topic of the fifth commandment, and in the second half hour, we will have a Bible discussion.
然后中文分两组，英文分一组哈。
Two separate groups will be formed for the Chinese and one group for the English.
我们一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始下午的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our afternoon service.
唱诗122首。
Let us sing hymn 122. Please be seated.
神的话是有生命的。
God's words carry life.
但是神的话要我们的心门打开来才看得清楚。
If for us to understand God's words, we need to accept it.
所以我们要祷告，求主耶稣圣灵运行，让我们从神的话语里面来得到造就。
That is why we need to pray to ask God to open our heart and to be edified by His words.
求主耶稣今天下午的讨论会能够让我们对第五诫有很深入的了解。
We ask God to guide us this afternoon so that we may have a deeper understanding of the fifth commandment.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
我想用三点跟他们家一起来学习第五诫。
And I'd like to share with you three points regarding the fifth commandment.
等一下我们有四个问题来讨论。
And later on, we will have four questions to discuss.
我们先来看出埃及记二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
当孝敬父母，使你的日子在主你神所赐的地上得以长久。
Honor your father and your mother, so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you.
十诫是带有权柄的命令。
The Ten Commandments carry power.
我们如果去做，可以得福。
If we do as commanded, we will be blessed.
但是如果没有做，我们要面对神的审判。
If we do not follow these Ten Commandments, we will be judged.
那孝敬父母要怎么来做？
How do we honor our parents?
首先，这是一种本分。
This is first our duty.
我们要尽我们的本分。
We have to fulfill our duty.
这个身份跟本分是连在一起的。
Our duty is related to our character.
身份 status.
Actually, our status.
因为我们是父母的孩子。
We are our parents' children.
所以这是我们的身份，我们是孩子。
And that is our status, being the children of our parents.
那有这个身份，就有他的本分。
If we have this status, then we carry a duty.
那尽了本分就有福分。
When we fulfill that duty, we will be blessed.
这个三个是连在一起的，身份、本分、福分。
And status, duty, and blessing are all related.
好像我们是神的儿女。
Just as we are the children of God.
这是我们的身份。
That is our status.
那我们对神有一个本分。
And to God, we have a duty.
那这个本分尽了，我们就从神得福分。
Once we fulfill this duty, we will receive blessings.
我们看马太十五章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 15.
马太十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十五章第四节。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
神说，当孝敬父母，又说，咒骂父母的必致死他。第五节。
Five.
你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所奉当奉给你的已经做了贡献了。第六节。
Six.
他就以不孝他就可以不孝敬父母，这就是你们借着人的遗传废了神的诫命。
Four. For God said, honor your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. Five. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God. Six, he is not to honor his father with it. Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition.
这个是主耶稣讲的。
These words were spoken by our Lord Jesus.
他说神说应当孝敬父母。
He stated that God had commanded us to honor our parents.
那第五节开始他就在提到孝敬父母跟物质上的供给有关系。
In verse 5, Jesus related the Jesus stated the relationship between honoring our parents and also the gifts that we give to God.
物质上的, 供给我们父母的需要。
And also the material things that we supply to our parents.
因为当时有一些人说, 我没有办法给你什么, 因为哦, 我把你给你的已经奉献给教会了。
For at that time, some of the Pharisees had said that they can't honor their parents with regard to material things because they have given those things to God.
那主耶稣说这是用人的遗传废了神的诫命。
And Jesus replied to that statement was that they have nullified God's word through human traditions.
那从主耶稣讲这句话，我们就知道说，我们应该给父母的他生活的需要。 你没有办法用任何一个借口，包括我奉献给神，来把他需要拿掉，把这个给父母的需要拿掉。What
Jesus is telling us is that regardless of what happens, we have to provide our parents with material things.
当然，我们现在西方社会有所谓社会福利，可以照顾我们的父母。Of
course, there are social benefits for caring for our parents.
但是有时候我们父母，除非说在美国有工作或者相当的高薪，或者说他有一些积蓄，不然有时候这个社会福利本身还是不够用的。Yet
in many situations, the social benefits that our parents receive from the government is insufficient.
那在这个时候，子女没有借口说我没有办法给你。At
this time, the children need and have to give to the parents.
所以孝敬父母一个。 本分就是父母需要的，一定要供给给他。The
basic duty in honoring our parents is to provide for them whenever they have a need.
我们看提摩太前书第五章。Let's
turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书的第五章。1
Timothy chapter 5.
第四节。Verse
4.
第五章第四节。Chapter
5, verse 4.
寡妇有儿女或者孙子孙女，便叫他们先在自己家中学着行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可悦纳的。第五节。那独居无依靠，真为寡妇的是仰赖神，昼夜不住的祈求。我们看第八节。人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的还不好。
Verse 4. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, these should learn, first of all, to put their religion into practice by caring for their own family, and so repaying their parents and grandparents. For this is pleasing to God. 5. The widow who is really in need and left all alone puts her hope in God and continues night and day to pray and to ask God for help. 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his immediate family, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
因为在保罗那个时代在讨论说，到底教会如果有寡妇，生活有困难，谁要去照顾？
At the time, Paul, the church had discussed about who should care for the widows.
那这里就告诉我们一个原则。
And Paul has stated a principle for us to follow.
就是要先让他的子女孝敬父母。 这个做不到了，然后教会才来帮助。That
the children of the widow should first take care of that widow before the church steps in.
那在第五节特别说，学着行孝，报答亲恩。In
verse 5, it tells us that we must learn how to practice words by caring for our family.
所以每一个年老的父母，第一个就是他的子女要先尽他的本分来照顾他们，做不到了才由教会来帮忙。
So the elderly brothers and sisters in the church must first be taken care of by their own children before the church helps them.
那我想有一个最基本的原则。
This is a basic principle.
就是我们父母的生活水准不能够低过我们。
That the lifestyle of our parents should never be less than that of ours.
如果没有办法超过，至少要跟我们一样。
If we cannot provide for more than what we have, then they need to live at the same level as we do.
因为当我们的小孩，我们当小孩的时候，父母给我们的常常是把最好的给我们。For
while we were young, our parents often give us the best.
所以当父母年老的时候，最少就是要跟父母生活，至少让他跟我们一样。And
that's when our parents are old, they need to live at the same level as we do.
所以这是第一个，要当尽我们的本分。
This is The first duty that we have, and that is to fulfill our duty.
这特别是指物质上的一个照顾跟供给。
Particularly in providing for the material needs of our parents.
那第二点。
Second.
就有关于精神上。
We must care for their mental health, mental well-being.
要尊重我们的父母。
That is to respect our parents.
我们看相同的提摩太前书第五章。
Let's again turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
不可严责老年人，只要劝他如同父亲，劝少年人如同弟兄。
Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers.
我们都知道老年人有时候有他的个性他的习惯或者也可以说他有他的缺点没有办法改变。
We know that elderly brothers and sisters have developed their own habits that are hard to change.
但是这里说不可以严责老年人。
Yet Paul encouraged Timothy not to rebuke elderly brothers and sisters.
所以有时候我们看到那个年轻人对待父母哇讲话非常的苛刻刻薄这个不好。
So it is not good for us to rebuke our own parents.
因为这没有尊重，没有尊敬。
For by doing so, we are not honoring them.
那父母有我们觉得不够好的地方怎么办？要劝他。
If we see that our parents have deficits, then we need to encourage them.
劝他就是用很温和的态度。
And we encourage them out of kindness.
在美国的文化里面可能我们比较难了解但是在中国的文化有的人在讲 我家的老灰啊他把老年人形容成老灰啊老又废这句话是相当不好的一句话。
In Chinese, I think that there's an equivalent in the English where we often describe our parents as old man or old woman.
所以当一个人在形容父母讲老灰啊这个不应该用我们出在我们的口里。
Calling our parents my old man or my old woman is not something that we should practice.
那有时候我们就是从外面抄来也没有动头脑去想。
Oftentimes we kind of model our behavior according to our friends and we often do not think what their implications are.
那在箴言里面特别有提到我们父母年纪大的时候不可以看清他们。
In Proverbs, it tells us that we need to respect our parents even if they are old.
因为人年纪大以后会退化。
For when they become old, they will also regress.
不但是外表会变形。
Not just physically.
而且他精神上讲话都会退化。
But also mentally, they regress.
所以有一些小孩子就觉得跟父母在一起好像一种羞耻。
And sometimes we may feel ashamed.Being with our parents.
在一个社交场合或者人很多的地方，他就不要跟父母在一起。
In social functions, we may not want to be seen with our parents.
我以前也看过一个弟兄，他家境不是很好。
I have seen a brother who was not very well off.
那他的爸爸洗礼以后啊，他每个礼拜推他爸爸来聚会。
And after his father has been baptized, he often brings his father to church.
那个时候他没有钱买那个轮椅啊，现在那个轮椅。
At that time, he didn't have the wealth to purchase a wheelchair.
那他就是用木头自己去钉的。
So he built one himself.
实在是不好看。
It wasn't the most pleasing thing.
但是这个弟兄每个礼拜六就带他的爸爸来，就用自己钉的轮椅推到会堂。
Yet every Sabbath, he would bring his father on this wheelchair that he had built.
那很多人觉得说啊。这个真的是太简陋了。
And many brothers and sisters in church thought that this was it was insufficient for the parent.
但是我发现这个孩子不会觉得这个是羞耻。
Yet this brother did not feel ashamed by it.
这个是真的是很值得尊敬的一个信徒。
And this brother is someone that we should learn to model after.
不以父母为羞耻。
He was not ashamed of his parent.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
23章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
22节。
Verse 22.
箴言23章的22节。
Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22.
你要听从你生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可以藐视她。
Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
啊，这里说母亲老了不可以藐视她。
We should never despise our mother when she is old.、
哦、我们知道，所罗门当王的时候
，When Solomon was king，
有一天他的妈妈去看他，他妈妈年纪已经很大了。
His mother at her old age visited Solomon.
哦，所罗门赶快站起来。
So Solomon stood up.
哦，很尊敬的啊，向他的父母下跪。
And knelt before his mother.
啊，并且拿椅子给他坐在旁边。
And gave her and provided her with a seat.
哦，所以这个是我们对父母的一种尊敬。
This is a respect toward our parents.
哦，这是第二点。
This is the second point.
第三点。
The third point.
啊。我们要让我们的父母高兴。
And we should make our parents happy.
怎么样孝敬父母？
How do we honor our parents?
可能我们可以讲很多的不同人的不同的方法。
There are many ways we honor them.
每个父母有不同的需要。
Every set of parents has a different need.
但是可以归结到一句话。
Yeah, there is one summary for all the needs.
就是让我们的父母高兴。
That is, they all wish to be happy.
这个跟守安息日一样。
This is the same as observing the Sabbath.
守安息日你可以讲很多。
There are many things we can say about observing Sabbath.
但是我们也可以讲变成一句话。
Yet there's one summary.
就是在安息日要以神为乐。
That is, we need to take joy in the Lord on Sabbath.
所以什么叫安息日？守安息日以神为乐就对了。
On Sabbath, we are joyful because we are with God.
什么是孝敬父母？
What is to honor our parents?
让父母高兴就对了。
It is to make them happy.
那这个让父母高兴有几个有几件事情我们可以做。
There are several things that we can do.
第一个
，First，
我们的父母很希望看到他的孙子。
Our parents would love to see their grandparents, grandchildren.
因为父母看到自己的孙子，这是一种非常大的满足。
It is a sense of satisfaction for our parents to see their own grandchildren.
但是有的小孩子不给他的父母看他的孙子。
Yet some members of the church do not allow their parents to see the grandchildren.
因为可能是觉得自己的父母不晓得什么原因了，就是不让这个父母接触孙子。
And for reasons unknown, they do not allow their parents to see the grandchildren.
其实有时候这个父母所需要的不是孩子给他钱。
Oftentimes, the parents don't need the money.
这父母所需要的是你孩子带你的孩子，就是带孙子来花一段给。一段时间跟你的父母给他享受一下天伦之乐，这个他就非常的满足了。
Rather, they wish, actually, they desire the time that they spend with their grandchildren.
所以怎么孝顺父母
？So how do we honor our parents?
让你的孙子有机会跟你的爸爸妈妈停留一段时间。
It is to bring your children to see your parents.
这个就是一种孝顺。
That is a form of honoring our parents.
那我们再回来看箴言，
Let's return to Proverbs,
23章
chapter 23,
24节
verse 24.
义人的父亲必大得快乐。
The father of a righteous man has great joy.
义人就是你行为很正直。
If we are righteous, our parents will be joyful.
没有犯罪。
That we do not break the law.
那你的爸爸就很快乐了。
Then our parents will be joyful.
比方说我们不要欠人的钱。
If we don't We don't owe other people.
那如果我们需要跟人借钱，一定要还。
If we have a need to borrow, we need to repay that money.
那如果我们借钱不还，那别人就打电话告到我们的父母。
If we borrow and yet do not return, then our creditors will call our parents.
那你想，我们父母会高兴吗
？Would our parents be happy at that time?
他是会满心的重担。
They will be worried.
所以我们要做。正直的人，正派的人。
So we need to be righteous.
那这样我们父母就高兴了。
Then our parents will be happy.
所以这是第一点让父母高兴，就是不要走歪路做歪的人，要想这个人生想什么捷径去得利益而违反了这个国家的法律或圣经的道理。
So the first key to making our parents happy is to be upright and not to violate the laws.
所以这里讲要义人的父母会大得快乐。
Thus the father of the righteous man will have great joy.
第二个，下面一句，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。
Second, he who has a wise son delights in him.
什么是智慧的人？
who is a wise person.
敬畏神是智慧的开端。
Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
如果我们的父母非常注重信仰，
if our parents take are very serious about our religion,
我们父母最大的痛苦就是我们对信仰不冷不热。
Then the greatest suffering that we can give to them is to not be serious about our faith.
如果我们父母非常注重信仰，
if our parents are serious about faith,
我们父母最大的喜乐跟安慰就是我们懂得敬畏神，懂得爱神。
Then the greatest joy that we can give them is to fear the Lord.
所以这个敬畏神跟爱神，这就是一种智慧。
To fear the Lord and to have love for other humankind is a great wisdom.
所以这里讲啊，人生智慧的儿子因他欢喜。
Does he who has a wise son delights in him?
再看二十三节。
So we turn to verse 25.
你要使父母欢喜，是生你的快乐。
May your father and mother be glad.
所以这个父母要让父母高兴，这是我们一个最大的原则。
To make our parents joyful is the greatest, is one of the most basic principles we should have.
我记得有一个弟兄他自己在讲其实他父母经济相当好他每一年他一定要寄几百块给他的父母亲。
I remember a brother who often sends money back to his parents.
其实他父母根本就不要钱。
Although his parents are very well off.
但是他只是要用这个钱来表达他的心意。
Yet this brother uses the money that he sends to his parents as an expression of his love.
那有一些父母没有跟我们住在一起，我们应该定期打个电话给他们。
And if our parents do not live with us, we need to call them frequently.
让他觉得我们没有忘记他们。
So that they know we have not forgotten about them.
我们还是关心他们。
And that we still care for them.
这是一些原则。
These are some basic principles.
我们现在有四个问题。
Now we have four questions.
第一个问题。
The first.
怎么让我们父母高兴？
How do we make our parents happy?
我想每一个人都有不同的体验我们来互相学习。
And let us share amongst ourselves the experiences that we have.
第二个。
Second,
孝敬父母有什么困难？
Are there difficulties in fulfilling our filial duties?
那我们来想想解决之道是什么？
And let's discuss of the ways that we can solve these difficulties.
第三个。
Third,
当然父母也包括婆媳之间的关系。
And our parents also include our in-laws.
这个要怎么去能够相处得很好？
And the third topic is regarding how we can live together in harmony.
因为结婚以后，对方的父母就是我们的父母。
For after marriage, our spouse's parents are our parents.
那第四个。
The fourth.
在父母离世以后。
After our parents have passed away.
特别是中国的传统要拜祖先，包括父母。
The Chinese tradition includes worshiping our parents.
那如果我们没有拜，因为我们的信仰，这样是不是不孝？
Is it dishonoring our parents if we don't worship them?
我们现在发现，包括在教会信徒里面对这个好像想法也不是很一致。
And I think there are actually some differences in opinion regarding this topic.
但是这个很重要。
Yeah, this is important to know.
因为如果离世的父母我们拜他，如果是出违反了信仰我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
For if we worship our parents, then we will kind of violate our relationship with God.
所以我们用三十分钟的时间来讨论这四个问题，或者诸位有什么其他问题都可以讨论，跟这个主题有关系的。
And over the next 30 minutes, let us discuss these four topics or any other that you may have.
那我们英文，请我们到餐厅我们请 Grace 英文查经来负责带领，或者看谁要带领我们先英文先。我们到餐厅去。那中文我们请周知识来分组，好吗？然后看谁要带领，请再指定。
For the English group, we ask you to go to the fellowship hall and start discussing.
所以中文组在这里，英文组请我们到餐厅。